This is a CBC podcast.
CBC podcasts are supported by HP Print Studio. Express your brand with HP Print Studio. Find free, customized templates to build your business identity, like letterhead, business cards, and shipping labels. Start the journey at www.hp.ca/print.
Hello, I'm Stuart McLean, and this is a special edition of the Vinyl Cafe podcast. You can subscribe to the Vinyl Cafe podcast or download the latest at cbc.ca/podcasting. Last spring, I finally bought myself a copy of the amazing, much bootlegged and ballyhooed, mixed, remixed, and multi-released collaboration between the band and Bob Dylan, known as the Basement Tapes. These are the songs recorded mostly in the basement of the house they called Big Pink in West Saugerties, New York, that led to, well, all sorts of things. The band's seminal record Music from Big Pink, for one thing, and from there, well, books have been written on what happened from there. There are endless versions of the so-called Basement Tapes, and I love mine, and listening to them over the last few months got me thinking about other home recordings I love. Like Bruce Springsteen's remarkable Nebraska, for instance, which was recorded on a 4-track cassette machine in his home. And John Lennon's Free as a Bird. Sure, Free as a Bird was overdubbed by the remaining Beatles when they discovered the track after Lennon's death, but that original Lennon recording, another cassette job, was as unself-conscious as it gets. And like Springsteen's and the band's and Dylan's, never intended for release. There's something wonderfully ramshackle and casual and therefore illuminating about these recordings. They are impulsive. They have an underlying energy that makes them interesting in a way studio recordings can never be. The more I played the Basement Tapes, and the more I thought about it, the more I realized that home recordings is a genre of music that I really like. There's also, for instance, Innocence and Despair. Remember that? That's the mesmerizing and achingly beautiful recording of covers captured in a school gymnasium in rural British Columbia on 2-track tape. That album, sung and played by elementary school kids from Langley, B.C., was recorded in the mid-1970s, and I couldn't stop playing it when I stumbled across it 30 years later. I was going on and on about these and other famous home recordings that I'm obsessed with a few weeks ago. Home recordings really should be encouraged, I said to Vinyl Cafe producer Jess Milton, and she turned to me and said, "Well, why don't you encourage them then?" And that was the inspiration for today's show. We called some of our favorite musicians and gave them an assignment. Record something in your house, either one of your songs or one of your favorite songs, and don't get all technical, just let her rip, then send it to us. Over the next hour, you're going to hear the results of our request. A baker's dozen of songs recorded in living rooms, basements, and bedrooms. This is music that's never been on the radio before, ever. Welcome to the Vinyl Cafe Basement Tapes, Volume 1. Here's an original tune now by Casey Messia of the Toronto band Au Bijou. The song's about the winter blues. There's a dog named Lucky who lives next door to Casey who's often left outside. One winter evening, she could hear him barking. "It made me feel terribly sad," said Casey, and this is the song that resulted. This is Casey Messia singing from her house about the dog who lives next door. This is "Don't Leave Your Pets Outside."
Precious tune, you know I'm coming for you. I'll dig deep to uncover your truth, precious tune. Vicious night, it's 30 below outside. Sign, stay inside.
Beautiful. That was Casey Mejia and her song, Don't Leave Your Pets Outside. Casey recorded that song at home into her computer. Here's Calgary's Chad Van Galen with a song he recorded into his boombox. He recorded it all alone and in one take in his basement. I know it sounds like there's more than one person playing here, but it's just Chad. He's playing the drums with his feet and the Rhodes and synthesizer with his hands. The song is called How Are We to Live in Outer Space, and it's an improvisation all about how lonely it would be to live in space. It's strange, Chad wrote to us in an email, how much money and time is spent researching and exploring a place that's uninhabitable. If we took half the time we spend on space research and focused it on our own planet, we might end up taking a step forward. I'm not mad, just puzzled. This is Chad Van Galen with How Are We to Live in Outer Space.
Thank you.
That was Calgary's Chad Van Galen, the one-man band, with his song, How Are We to Live in Outer Space? Chad recorded that song into a tape recorder in his basement last week. I'm Stuart McLean, and this is The Vinyl Cafe, and today on the show, we're playing music recorded at home. This is Jenny Mitchell from the Guelph band The Bar Mitzvah Brothers with a song she wrote about the day her dad got audited. It was his birthday. That was Jenny Mitchell with her song, The Auditor. Jenny sings in the band The Bar Mitzvah Brothers, and if you like that one, you should check out their new album, Let's Express Our Motives. Vinyl Cafe music producer Julie Penner just came home from a month-long North American tour playing violin with instrumental rock group Do Make Say Think. Charles Spearin is the bassist for the Do Makes, and during the tour, Charles played Julie some tracks from his home recording project. Charles invited his neighbors to come over to his house, sit in his living room, and tell him what happiness means to them. He recorded the interviews and then invited musicians to play along with the interviews. He asked them to match the sound of the voices as closely as they could. I'm going to play you two pieces now, from Charles Spearin's Happiness Project.
I believe I've learned more. I have a part-time job with challenged young women, and they're happy all the time. You know, they're happy all the time, and I'm happy. You know, and it's. You know, some of their expectations are so simplistic. Not to say it's simplicity because they're challenged. No. It's like they don't ask beyond of what's present.
Happiness is love. Love make you keep happy. You can't just love yourself and you don't love other people. You got to love people. And the love is right there. It make you feel happy to know that you're my neighbor. And I love you. And you could able to come over today to invite me over. What do you think that is? I'm feeling happy. I can come out through the door and I say good morning. What make you feel so happy? Right? Oh, love. That's what I find it is. Make you happy. I come out in the morning, I see Mr. Gary. I can say, good morning, Mr. Gary. I can sit and talk to him because I'm happy. I can go back in and I can smile and say, oh, we were changing tone this morning. Right? So nice. So good. I love that. Love make you happy.
Those were two pieces from Charles Spearin's Happiness Project. Well, I'm Stuart McLean, and you're listening to the Vinyl Cafe podcast. And this week, for the first time ever, we're going to give you guys some stuff the regular radio show listeners didn't get to hear. Starting with this tune from Bri Webb, lead singer for the Constantines. This is a song Bri wrote that was recorded on a broken little instrument, a cast-off combination of a mandolin and a banjo with 11 strings. I bought it one morning a few years ago at a pawn shop down the street from my apartment and spent several hours trying to tune it. This is Bri Webb.
Hi, Stuart. This is Brian Webb from the Constantines and the Harbor Coats in Montreal. I wanted to play a song called Big Smoke that I wrote in a small one-bedroom apartment here in Montreal when I first moved from Toronto about 2 years ago to be with my lady, Katie, who just this week agreed to be my wife. So this song's for Katie and for Toronto.
Beginnings and never damn a single thing. single thing. Walk in love and often sing death to our misgivings.
That was Bri Webb. This song was recorded by Dave McKinnon from the Fembots. He recorded it in his garage and sent it along to us with this note. Stuart, this song started out when I was wandering around south of College Street in Little Italy in Toronto. I got thinking about Garrison Creek and wondered what it would be like if all of Toronto's buried rivers and creeks started flooding and never stopped. This is The Flood by Dave McKinnon.
Up from the ground, black water will boil, breaking the banks of rivers. Buried below, so long ago, I thought they were drains and gutters. Dufferin Street Bridge. Landlords, your empires are failing. The song of the South is like blood in your mouth. Sandbags, barricades washed out. Holding on, we're holding on, we're holding on to things that are
Oh.
That was Dave McKinnon from the Fembots with his song, The Flood. Well, I'm Stuart McLean, and you're listening to the Vinyl Cafe podcast. You can download the latest podcast or subscribe to the Vinyl Cafe podcast at cbc.ca/podcasting. That's it for today's special podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. So long for now.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.